this is gone, gone, gone.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump now threatening to put a 25% tariff on Apple products unless, he writes on social media, iPhones are manufactured in the United States. The threat could dramatically increase the price of iPhones, potentially hurting the profits of one of the country's most successful technology companies. President Trump also threatening the European Union with 50% tariffs beginning on June 1st because, he writes, trade talks are stuck, stock futures plummeting on all that. A fifth round of nuclear negotiations underway between the U.S. and Iran, the talks happening in Rome. Memorial Day travel underway. 40 million people could be on American roads this weekend.
According to the experts over at INRIX, the time to drive is before 11 a.m. 12 to 8 p.m. today expected to be the worst times on the road in terms of traffic.
ABC's Matt Rivers. Memorial service held last night for the young couple shot and killed outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. This is ABC News. It's not easy being a commencement speaker, especially when you're green.
Entering the job world, graduating University of Maryland students heard from none other than Kermit the Frog, giving this year's commencement, or rather, commencement, reminding students as they make this great leap.
Rather than jumping over someone to get what you want, consider reaching out your hand and taking the leap side by side, because life is better when we leap together.
And most of all,
stay connected to your dream.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Indianapolis 500 on Sunday. Rookie driver Robert Schwartzman from Tel Aviv, the first Israeli driver since 1983. His car number happens to be 83, so he says,
I want to believe that it's definitely a big thing. I mean, some people believe in, you know, this numbers thing. Some people don't. I find it kind of cool from my side.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin congratulates the Sewamigan High School graduating class. Owners Terry and Lisa extend a special salute to their scholarship recipients, Reagan Hoffman, Haley Wade, Lucy Corn, and Jaden Oscar. They are proud to support their hard-working team through this annual opportunity. Northwood Supper Club, where tradition meets taste. Enjoy exceptional homemade dishes served Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 8 p.m., located in Fifield, Wisconsin. Just look for the big deer.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
The city of Park Falls has received some unfortunate news from the developers of the proposed The Pines of Park Falls housing project on Tower Road. The project has been suspended for 2025. This is due to rising construction costs and recent changes in federal regulations affecting the funding sources for the project. Due to these challenges, the developer is currently unable to meet the financial and timing requirements associated with the current project design. However, they have indicated an intention to revise the project for the following year, assuming that building costs stabilize and that federal regulations related to funding are adjusted. Moving forward, this will likely involve the developers reapplying for WIDA housing tax credits and a redesign of the project. The city remains hopeful that these changes can be achieved and will continue working with the developers to help bring the project to fruition. Tuesday, June 3rd from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. over at the Padua Center, there's going to be a blood drive hosted by the American Red Cross. This is your opportunity to help save somebody's life, as every 2 seconds, somebody in the U.S. needs blood, and there is a rising need. You can call Jenny Young to make an appointment at 715-744-3267, and once again, this is taking place Tuesday, June 3rd from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. over at 276 South 5th Avenue in Park Falls. Carbon monoxide can put your family at risk, even in the summer. Lisa Hale has more.
Dr. Benjamin Orozco is an emergency physician at Amplify by Gunderson Health and a medical toxicologist with the Minnesota Poison Control. He says while many people know of the things to look out for in the fall, in the spring and summer, there are also things to be aware of.
When you start working on your lawn equipment for the spring, if you're running a small engine inside a garage or in an enclosed space, that's a common cause of carbon monoxide poison.
He says bringing a carbon monoxide detector with you on vacation is a good idea.
When you're in VRBOs, Airbnbs, or vacation rentals, sometimes the owners aren't on top of changing those smoke alarms. I can say that I've seen it in my professional life as well as through personal connection where there have been poisonings of families who are in vacation rentals. So I actually travel with a small carbon monoxide detector to keep my family safe.
Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer for good reason.
The gas itself is colorless, odorless. You don't smell it or necessarily are aware you're being exposed. Sometimes when it's mixed with exhaust from other engines and things, you can smell all of that. But carbon monoxide itself, you may not actually get a warning. That's why the detector is important.
If you suspect carbon monoxide poisoning, your first priority is to leave the area and get fresh air immediately. Then call 911 or go to the emergency room and explain your symptoms.
Headaches. Nausea, confusion are very common symptoms when exposed to carbon monoxide. And a big tip for that is the whole family kind of gets it at the same time. Pets sometimes will be overcome by it. And unfortunately, carbon monoxide is one of those things where children and the smaller bodies are the most susceptible to it.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Amber Thaler, Chevrolet, and Minocqua, trust and top-notch service aren't slogans, they're how they do business. Right now, get 0% financing for up to 48 months on all 2025 Chevy 1500 Silverados to qualified buyers. Military veterans, active duty, and reserve, you get an extra $750 appreciation cash. Trade on 2011 or newer Chevy and get up to $6,000 in total incentives on select 2025 1500 Silverados now through June 2nd. Visit MinocquaCars.com. Or stop by Marthaler Chevrolet, Highway 51 South, Minocqua.
The Brewers sink the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Pirates 8-5. After a nearly two-hour rain delay during the sixth, the Brewers started Aaron Civale, then right-hander Carlos Rodriguez came in and managed to continue pitching after the long delay, Pat Murphy.
You know, it feels like Civale pitched yesterday, but to be able to pitch after that delay, to delay almost 2 hours and have the mental capacity in his first outing of the year in the big leagues, get his first major league win, he deserves it.
NFL, the Packers' annual charity softball game is tonight in Grand Chute, Wisconsin.
I know the fans are a big part of this game. They show out every year and pack that stadium out, so hopefully we can get as many fans as possible out there. It's going to be another awesome event, another awesome year. I know the players are excited to, you know, show off their softball skills. We've been working and training very hard. Come out, bring the family. It'll be an awesome event to be able to watch the Packer players play a different sport.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Our community stands stronger thanks to those who gave everything for our freedom. This Memorial Day, we honor and remember the brave souls who have made the ultimate sacrifice. Sugarbush Bar on Sugarbush Road in Park Falls salutes you. Under new ownership, open Wednesday and Thursday 4 to close, Friday through Sunday noon to close, serving burgers, steak, and chicken sandwiches, plus a full lineup of appetizers. Just 8 miles east on Highway 182. Make it Sugarbush.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Michaela's Mobile Spa. Michaela! Michaela got a quick business insurance quote from Progressive and chose from over 30 customizable coverages. Sure, it helps she's her only employee and does literally everything, but while others would rest on their laurels, Michaela was hard at work saving big. So take that, hypothetical other employee who doesn't exist. Be your own Michaela. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage is not available in all states or for all vehicles and coverage selections.
Destination marketing organizations are working to ensure Wisconsin tourism is stronger than ever. Their work boosts Wisconsin's economy, supports jobs, and improves our residents' quality of life. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fishing, coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. According to Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach, there's a lot of great walleye lakes out there that have been well stocked that don't have any classic walleye structure. You got to fish them a little different, and I'll tell you how he does it. But first,
you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says there's a ton of lakes out there that have been stocked heavily with walleyes that don't have that classic walleye structure. Some of them just have a nice rim of vegetation around the entire lake, and some of them basically are just potholes, but they're full of walleyes. And to fish them, you got to do things just a little bit different, because these walleyes can be suspended, they can be holding next to the weeds, they can be holding in the weeds. So you got to figure out what you're going to do to find and catch those walleyes. And Gary says one of the best things is the crankbait. That's the lure of choice for him. And he says that walleyes will take a trolled crankbait if you put it at the right speed and the right depth. The right depth is usually keeping that crankbait just a little bit off the bottom. He likes to keep it 4 to 6 inches off the bottom. And the right speed, which is about 1.2 to 1.7 miles an hour. Do that and you're going to find and you're going to catch those walleyes in those lakes. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Get ready for two big days this year, Friday and Saturday, June 27th and 28th, for Kenan Georgetown Fire Department's Truck and Tractor Pull at Kenan Memorial Park off of County N in Kenan, Wisconsin. Weigh-ins start Friday at 6 p.m. with Western Wisconsin Truck Pullers, 11 classes plus semis at 7 p.m. Saturday weigh-ins 9 to 11 a.m. with Mid-State Pullers of Wisconsin, two hooks per vehicle, including Track Patrol Eliminator in three categories. Take in family fun with a parade, children's museum, food from John and Heidi's Happy Days, raffles, and so much more. All proceeds go to Kenan Georgetown Fire Department. Don't miss it!
Northwoods weather. We have a pretty nice Memorial Day weekend coming up. Plenty of sunshine, highs of the 60s, maybe a little frost on some of the mornings. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tonight, we'll drop back into the low 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36. 98 Q Country.
And once she's left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. Crossing my
Aaron Tippin at 98Q Country. We're going to jump on in here because we got to talk a little sports. We got our guy, our 98Q sports reporter, Mike Clemens, out and about. Happy Memorial Weekend to you there, Mr. Clemens.
Happy Memorial Weekend to you, Joe. Are you an Indy 500 fan? That race is going to be on Sunday.
Yeah, I'll tune it in a little. Not the whole thing, but I'll tune it in a little bit. So, yeah.
Roger Penske fired his team manager, general manager, and president.
Yeah.
After they got disqualified for, illegal stuff on the car during the qualifications last weekend.
That's some hardcore management. Oh,
there will be an Andretti in the race.
All right.
Marco Andretti. He's the grandson of Mario, who won it back in 69.
Nice.
He'll be going around the track. Mario is 85 this weekend.
Well, they're no doubt at that race. There will be a little tush-pushing going on, but not the kind they do in the NFL. what is the story? Yeah. I've heard so many things about this being looped through the Packers. What's the story on this now?
About a month ago, I started saying, I call shenanigans. I don't think that this is a Matt LaFleur idea, and here's why. Okay, so, the Eagles come up with this play, the tush-push, a power quarterback sneak that they were very successful at, and Nick Sirianni, when we were talking to him at Combine, he talked about how they spent the whole offseason developing it, the leverage that they get, how low those offensive linemen get down, and everything else that makes sure that they line up exactly the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So the Packers lose to the Eagles 22-10 in the playoffs, first round of the playoffs. The Eagles beat the Commanders, there was an incident where they tried to run that play four or five times in a row. And Dan Quinn and his team, was having a linebacker jump off sides to make a mess out of it.
Yeah.
And so when we get to the combine, after the Eagles had won the Super Bowl, there's a story that's coming out saying, there's a movement now to ban the tush-push. It's too dangerous a play. They don't like it. And that it's the Packers that are behind this.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
The Packers. Mm-hmm. So we're meeting with Brian Gutekunst, and we're sitting around a conference table. He comes in, walks in, sits down next to me. There's 12 other reporters. And I said, hey, I'm looking at Twitter on my phone. I go, so, Brian, what's this thing about you guys, want to put a proposal together to end the tush-push? He said, yeah. He said, there's a report from the league office. I haven't had a chance to go through it yet, but, the term catastrophic injuries in there. And I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. Okay, so that's the GM. Then one of the reporters saw Mark Murphy, the Packers president and CEO, former football player, in the hallway in Indianapolis during the NFL Combine. And Mark, typical Mark Murphy, no filter, wasn't me. So that leaves LaFleur. And then, Matt LaFleur? I mean, who is this Matt LaFleur, and what have you done with the one I've covered the last 6 years? So we have to wait till the next owner's meeting. And then Matt's like, yes, we think it's a rugby-style play. It used to be illegal to push from behind. The report from the health officials at the NFL league office says this could lead to a catastrophic injury. I mean, someone could break their neck. And then when I hear that, I'm saying, oh, see, this is lawyer talk. I mean, the league is run by lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Murphy, lawyer. His replacement coming in, Ed Policy, lawyer. Not only for player contracts, but everything they do, they sign a contract for, whether it's building a new building in Titletown or whatever. And they also, this is the league that got sued for concussions. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They get sued all the time because they're all billionaires now.
Yeah.
So I see an attorney saying, hey, wait, red flag. If someone gets seriously hurt, career ending in that, we could get sued for that. Well, now you get the owner's attention. They voted on it again the other day by a score of 22-10. It came two votes shy of being banned. So the Eagles still run the tush-push. And then after it, in the hallways, the Lions, did you see the story? The Lions also had allegedly proposed, let's change the seeding rule.
Right, right.
So that when you're in the NFC North, you got three powerful teams like we had last year with the Lions, the Vikings, and the Packers, that you're ranked by your overall record, not by what you did in your division. That would have helped the Packers move up a couple of notches.
It seemed logical. It seemed logical, yeah.
Yeah, but on the other hand, I just think, no. You don't want to take away from the drama of you've got to win your division first before you get into the conference, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just leave it alone. It's fine. The president of the Lions told a reporter, Rob Wood, said, you know, we were sort of nudged by the league.
Oh, jeez.
So Mike Florio, who is on NBC and, you know, writes Pro Football Talk, he got an official for the Packers to say, we got nudged too.
Oh, really? So the league just trying to kind of push their agenda backward, backdoor through somebody else.
You know, whether Jerry Jones is trying to kill it or, you know, some other, you know, group of owners that say, yeah. My lawyer says we could get sued for this, and I don't want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Interesting. Oh, the Brewers get a win last night, a rain delay game. They're hanging in there, right? I mean, they're not out of it. They're not in it, kind of, but they're just hanging.
Well, and you know, finally, Pat Murphy's getting somebody back, Aaron Savalier, back from after missing all this time with a hamstring injury since the start of the season.
Yeah.
And he went out there, and I think he got in like four innings of pitching. Then they bring in this Carlos Rodriguez kid, the guy that they brought up. They've designated for assignment Yael Piamps, who had like an ERA over 8, you know, relief pitcher who has not been making it this year, so he's out on the street. And so this Carlos Rodriguez starts pitching, and they get to like the 6th inning, 2 outs, and the ump says, that's it. He called it. The forecast called for 100% rain. I was surprised they got 6 innings in to get started. 1 hour and 50-minute delay,
yeah.
And then this Rodriguez tells Murph, I can still go. He warms up, and he pitches another inning or two last night. So they hold on and win 8-5. The good news is a guy who is in a slump, I mean 2-for-34
Yelich,
in his last at-bats, is Yelly, Christian Yelich.
Yeah.
3-run home run to get things started in the first and another home run later. So 2 home runs last night and a walk. And Joey Ortiz, who's needed some help at the plate, he got a home run as well. So, yeah, they got a win against a struggling Pirates team, 8-5 last night in the rain in Pittsburgh.
All right, you get to go to a really fun event tonight. This has got to be fun to see the Packers celebrity softball game and just see the players just loose and having fun.
Yeah, it's something that Brett started back in the day, and then Donald Driver did it for a while, Jordy Nelson, then Donald Driver took over it, and then last year he handed it off ceremoniously to Jordan Love. The Jordan Love Celebrity Softball Tournament.
Nice.
It'll be Packers offensive players against defensive players. I see Matthew Golden, the first-round pick, the receiver. He's going to play in it tonight.
So
they play it at the Timber Rattler Stadium in Grand Chute, and they open up the gates at 5. They have a home run derby at 6, and then at 7:05 first pitch with the Packers intra-squad the softball game that's been going on over 25 years. Oh, and I also found out that on Monday I'll be at AmFam Field in Milwaukee covering the Brewers against the Red Sox and throwing out the first pitch for that one.
You are?
Jordan Love.
Oh, you, oh I was going to say, I was gonna, you, yeah, Jordan Love.
Oh, yeah, me.
They got to get you up. Oh. You're going to pinch hit, right, in that game tonight? I mean, they'll bring in Mike Clemens off the bench for a big home run.
Not at this time.
Yeah,
But Jordan Love will be there. And then, cool. Then cool. The Packers have their OTA practices beginning next Tuesday of next week.
Yeah. Any quick scuttlebutt on Giannis at all that you want to throw in?
Yeah. I saw one of these blogs. You know, you've got to differentiate when you get your information. Just please follow the guy from ESPN, Associated Press, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Eric from The Athletic. He does a good job. Because there's these guys with, you know, Bucks Nation that are working from their basement,
mm-hmm.
and they're saying, he must want to join Golden State, and we know he's friends with Steph Curry, but he was in San Francisco this week. Well, yeah, I posted that. He was at the Google convention, where Google every year rolls out their new products and softwares and stuff like Steve Jobs used to do with, you know, iPhone. Yeah, he was in San Francisco at a geek convention, you know. the geek freak. It's got nothing to do with basketball.
Yeah.
It is true, though. I'm on high alert this summer that he may come into the Bucks and say, what's your plan? And, you know, where am I in it? And then I may have to decide whether or not it's time to move on. And you guys could get, you know, a whole bunch of young players and do a rebuild. But, again, the guys that cover the team every day, like Jim Ozarski from the Journal Sentinel, said, listen, I know Wes Edens and Jimmy Haslam, those guys are in no mode to do a rebuild right now. They're building a new hotel. They've got those restaurants all around the Deer District. They don't want to see, you know, attendance go down to 3,000 people a night at Fiserv Forum. They need that place packed, and Giannis is the ticket for that.
Yeah, they're going to have to be creative with Dame being out for most of next year. Exactly. All right, Mr. Clemens, thank you so much. Enjoy that big softball game tonight. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Joel. Have a good weekend.
Mike Clemens, he's our 98Q sports reporter. He follows the Packers. He follows the Brewers and the Bucks. And he's going to be at that stadium's going to be packed tonight in Grand Chute at the minor league stadium outside of Appleton. Offense versus a defense, the Jordan Love celebrity softball game. Our guy there, Mike Clemens, will be there. We're going to get to some news. And then the birthdays, 715-762-3221. If you got a local birthday anniversary, get it to us real quick. We'll get it on the air, give you a chance to win that cake here in just a moment.
Your roof takes a beating from all kinds of weather. Regardless, Hixwood's got your back. Our Super Rib 100 American-made steel outlasts corrosion 60% better than others. Topped with an HDPE paint system that won't quit or fade. For any building in your peace of mind, call Hixwood. Quality you can count on. Visit us online at Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Phillips Service Center in Phillips, Wisconsin proudly salutes veterans this Memorial Day. With nearly four generations of dedicated automotive service, this family-owned business has long supported the local community through reliable repairs, quality tires, and expert maintenance. Phillips Service Center recognizes that the freedoms we enjoy are made possible by the sacrifice and courage of those who have served. This Memorial Day, they honor all veterans and their families with deep gratitude. Phillips Service Center, thankful for their service, proud to serve the community.
Lager United Booster Club is proudly supported by Terran Spacek Snow Plowing. When Mother Nature gives us snow, Terran Spacek will remove it.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump now threatening to put a 25% tariff on Apple products unless, he writes on social media, iPhones are manufactured in the United States. The threat could dramatically increase the price of iPhones, potentially hurting the profits of one of the country's most successful technology companies. President Trump also threatening the European Union with 50% tariffs beginning on June 1st because, he writes, trade talks are stuck, stock futures plummeting on all that. A fifth round of nuclear negotiations underway between the U.S. and Iran, the talks happening in Rome. Memorial Day travel underway. 40 million people could be on American roads this weekend.
According to the experts over at INRIX, the time to drive is before 11 a.m. 12 to 8 p.m. today, expected to be the worst times on the road in terms of traffic.
ABC's Matt Rivers. Memorial service held last night for the young couple shot and killed outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Park Falls Farmers Market kicked off its season Wednesday. We spoke with Linda Dobner about how that first day went and what our hopes for the season are.
It's been a very cold start to the season, but we've had a lot of customers and we have our loyal vendors here. Our hope for the season is we'll continue to grow as the season goes on. The number of vendors will increase probably weekly. A lot of things that one of the purposes of the market is to improve access to healthy food to people of all income levels. So we take SNAP, or previously known as food stamps, so that's been a popular addition to the market. This year we are also taking Aspira's fruit and vegetable tokens. We're members of the chamber, so we also take chamber bucks.
Saturday, May 31st at 1 p.m., the Flamborough River YMCA invites you to join them to witness a variety of fun and energetic dance performances of many different styles, including ballet, hip-hop, jazz, and pom. This is hosted by their youth dance program participants, and they would love to see a full auditorium. All ticket and flyer sales will go towards the 2024-25 annual support campaign, which funds membership for all programs, and this campaign is vital in providing low-cost membership and program scholarship opportunities. Tickets can be purchased at the door or online by going to operations.daxco.com/programs. And don't forget to visit the concession stand while you're there. The Schwamigan track and field team will be working hard to raise money for the repairs needed to the track complex. Show your support by purchasing an item or two during intermission. Any questions can be directed to the program director, Hannah Culler, at hkoller@ymcanw.org. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, May 31st at 1 p.m. over at the Schwamigan School District Auditorium. I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers sink the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Pirates 8-5. After a nearly two-hour rain delay during the sixth, the Brewers started Aaron Civale. Then right-hander Carlos Rodriguez came in and managed to continue pitching after the long delay. Pat Murphy.
You know, it feels like Civale pitched yesterday. But to be able to pitch after that delay, to delay almost 2 hours and have the mental capacity in his first outing of the year in the big leagues, get his first major league win, he deserves it.
NFL, the Packers' annual charity softball game is tonight in Grand Chute, Wisconsin.
I know the fans are a big part of this game. They show out every year and pack that stadium out. So hopefully we can get as many fans as possible out there. It's going to be another awesome event, another awesome year. I know the players are excited to, you know, show off their softball skills. We've been working and training very hard. Come out, bring the family. It'll be an awesome event to be able to watch the Packer players play a different sport.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by AC Carpet Plus in Fifield, your area's tried, trusted, and true floor store where you'll find a floor for any lifestyle.
Oh, yeah, Pete with us from Wheelway. Big month of May going on down there, Pete, and we're getting people into those low-mileage vehicles. Great selection on the lot still for folks here in the rest of the month of May, right, Pete?
Absolutely. We have newer pre-owned three-quarter tons, half-ton trucks, cars, minivans, SUVs. They're all marked down to sell. And we got a great selection coming in every single day with new inventory.
People can do it all in one shot, Pete. The trade-in, the financing, the banks are battling for people's business, Pete, and that means the buyer of the vehicle advantage, right?
Absolutely. Lower interest rates means more purchasing power. You need a better vehicle at a lower interest rate for a monthly payment. We have payments as low as $99 a month. Budget-friendly vehicles are on the lot right now, but they move fast. Come on down today.
If you're looking for a truck, folks, it's in Northwoods. We do trucks here. Somebody else took the hit on these, Pete. You're going to save them thousands of dollars off that new sticker price, right?
Absolutely. People have been driving hours away. They're getting sick and tired of paying $80,000 or higher for a newer truck. You can get a new truck, pre-owned, low miles, home, or the home of the lifetime warranty with engine, transmission, and powertrain, as long as you own the truck, as well as you're going to save $10,000, $15,000, up to $30,000 off that sticker price.
All right. Wheelwayautos.com is a great place to start. Check out the vehicles. As always, Pete, we're hometown. We're small town here in northern Wisconsin. They can always pick up that phone and talk to you directly, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Joel, do it the right way. Come to Wheelway and check out all the inventory on our website at wheelwayautoswithans.com or stop on down today and get a new vehicle.
Very good. That's Wheelway, a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13 in beautiful Fifield, Wisconsin. Birthday time, cake giveaway time, celebrity birthdays for this 23rd day of May. Let's see who shares your special day today. Oh, let's see here. Adam Wiley, the actor from Kindergarten Cop, Picket Fences, is 41 today. The singer Jewel, Alaskan pop singer, 51 today. Ken Jennings, he's a smart guy who won all that money on Jeopardy, and now he hosts the show, right? In 2004, the software engineer from Utah won 74 consecutive episodes of Jeopardy. His winning streak began on June 2nd, and he didn't lose until November 30th. That's a pretty good run. And he made like $2.5 million, and now he's probably making more than that every episode hosting Jeopardy. 51 today. Is he still hosting it? I think he is. I've lost track. 51 for Ken Jennings, trivia whiz today. If you ever show up at a bar for a trivia contest and he's there, I would just leave. Melissa McBride is 60 today, unless you can get him to be on your team, of course. She's from The Walking Dead, Melissa McBride. 60 today. Karen Duffy, TV host and actress, is 63. Shelley West, Dottie West's daughter, also a singer, Jose Cuervo, 67 for Shelley West today. Drew Carey, game show host, I think he still does The Price is Right, doesn't he? Took over for Bob Barker many a year back as host of Whose Line Is It Anyway? He had the Drew Carey show too. 67 for Drew Carey today, 67. Marvelous Marvin Hagler, the former middleweight boxing champ, officially added Marvelous to his name in 1982. What do you think Mom thought about that? Hey, Mom. How you doing, Marv? Thinking about changing my birth certificate. You got a copy of that? Oh, really? What to? Marvelous Marvin. He was a good boxer. 1954, Marvelous was born, and he passed away in 2021. Buddy Allen, the son of Buck and Bonnie Owens, is 77 today. Robert Moog, M-O-O-G, the New York synthesizer inventor. He invented the synthesizer. You think somebody would have probably stumbled upon that eventually, but he's the one who gets credit for it. Robert Moog, 1934 he was born. He passed in 2005. Joan Collins, the English actress and author, is 92 today. Yeah, nominated for Best Actress for Drama Series for and a Golden Globe for Dynasty. 6 years on Dynasty for Joan Collins. Rosemary Clooney, the singer, George Clooney's aunt, 1928 born, passed in 02. Mac Wiseman, born on this day, 1925, passed in 2019. I don't know who that is. Should I know who that is? All right, let's learn together here. It's Memorial Weekend. You got nothing better to do. Oh, musician. Oh, a bluegrass singer. Okay, all right. Mac Wiseman, there you go. We learned something. Scatman Crothers, born on this day too. The actor, songwriter, singer, guitarist, Scatman Benjamin Sherman Crothers, born on this day, 1910. He passed in 1986. A couple local ones here today. We've got birthday wishes. Bridget Jeske, who is celebrating a birthday tomorrow. And that is from the kids. Bridget, happy birthday to you. And we've got Mick Smart celebrating today. Your wife, Karen, of course. Kevin, Nick, Amanda, Jewel, Ray J, Jill, Alex, Jackson, Jameis, and all the rest of the family there, Mick. Happy birthday to you today, Mick Smart. My favorite scoreboard operator at Phillips ballgame. Oh, he's in the top two anyway, all right. All right, here we go. Let's give away a cake courtesy of the Baker Department at Super One. I am reaching in, and I have achieved a winner. Oh, we're going to give this thing to Michelle and John, the Smiths. They celebrated an anniversary back on Wednesday. Michelle and John Smith, you got yourself a cake for the weekend, courtesy of the Baker Department at Super One.
Summer's here, and the water is calling. The Barnett Schnorr Lake Association wants everyone to have fun and stay safe. Wisconsin boating laws require no wake within 100 feet of shorelines and structures. For personal watercraft, it's 200 feet from shore. Keep a safe speed, wear your life jacket, and have a throwable on boats over 16 feet. Know the law, respect the lake, and enjoy the beautiful Northwoods. For updates, tips, follow the Barnett Schnorr Lake Association on Facebook. Think D&D Auto and Tire Center in Park Falls just does oil changes? Think again. They're a full-service auto repair team with ASC-certified technicians ready to keep your vehicle in top shape. Like a winning sports team, they bring skill, trust, and hustle every day. Enjoy a 24-month, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty, new lower oil change prices, and rewards. Buy five oil changes, get the six free. Tire perks include free mounting and balancing, lifetime rotations, and discounted repairs. Ask about their spring maintenance special for just $79.99, plus 24-hour towing.
Have you heard about the Mahindra Roxer turbo diesel side-by-side with high towing capacity? Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is your authorized Mahindra dealer. Nemuth invites you for a good look and a test drive today. You'll never run out of ways to use your Roxer on the trail, the property, or even the farm. No finer time to finance, too. Get a Roxer for as little as 0% up to 60 months, or just 4% for 84 months. Check out the Roxer at your authorized Mahindra dealer, Nemuth Implement, south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Get your tickets now and hop aboard the Lena's Northern Pines Resort Tour Bus on Saturday, June 21st to watch the Brewers take on the Twins at Target Field. For just $100, you get a comfy seat on Lena's bus and a ticket to the game. No driving, no parking, no stress. And when you're back, enjoy fine and casual dining at Lena's, plus year-round cabins with pontoon rentals, weekend deliveries available. Call 98Q Country to reserve your spot, because all roads lead to Lena's Northern Pines in Butternut and Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin congratulates the Sewamigan High School graduating class. Owners Terry and Lisa extend a special salute to their scholarship recipients, Reagan Hoffman, Haley Wade, Lucy Korn, and Jaden Oscar. They are proud to support their hard-working team through this annual opportunity. Northwood Supper Club, where tradition meets taste. Enjoy exceptional homemade dishes served Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 8 p.m., located in Fifield, Wisconsin. Just look for the big deer.
We have a pretty nice Memorial Day weekend coming up. Plenty of sunshine, highs of the 60s, maybe a little frost on some of the mornings. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tonight, we'll drop back into the low 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
98Q Country.
Girl, you know I've known you forever. How many nights have we hung out together? Same little crowd, little bar, little town around this old dance floor. My boys are laughing, tap me on the shoulder, making a motion like a jaw get any closer. They wanna know what's up, why I'm still holding you, even when the song is over. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town the last week or two. So tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true? We make it true. I could shut them down, tell them all the crazy. I can do whatever you want me to do, baby. Or you could lay one on me right now. We could really give them something to talk about. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town the last week or two. So tell me why we trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true? Talking, girl, should we just make them stop? And there's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up a little town last week or two. Oh, tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it and you feel it too. And there's a rumor going round and round and round. Say we make it, make it true. What you say we make it true? Yeah.
if we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price.
This Memorial Day weekend, let us remember those who gave their lives for freedom.
98Q Country.
Had a nice little life. A little boat, a little beach, a little routine I like. A blue ocean view. Free to go with the flow anywhere that I wanted to. But the moment you set foot on my shore, that's when I knew there's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. That I had it good as it could be. From the back of my deck, caught a fish, caught a breeze, and a thousand red sunsets. But sitting here with you, girl, I just saw the best one yet. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Something's always missing till you share it with someone else. There's a difference in living and living well. My sky a deeper blue. My nights are sweeter when I'm with you. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Someone else. There's a difference in living. I thought I was living. There's a difference in living and living well.
All right, King George.
Living well.
George Strait at 98Q Country.
I'm living well.
On a Memorial weekend. Few services for you. Memorial service in Mercer, the Mercer area VFW post 9536, 10 o'clock Monday morning. They'll do that at the Mercer Cemetery at the intersection of Beachway Drive and Mercer Lake Circle. Have a special program down there. Fifield Monday morning at 9 out of Overage Park. Butternut Monday morning at 10 at the Butternut Village Hall, Veterans Memorial. There's many others going on. Those are the ones that people made aware to us. Also, our local Legion and Auxiliary will be out with the Poppies this weekend. You can stop by the Fifield gas station. You'll see them other places. So support your Legion and get yourself a Poppy this weekend. Got a few garage sales going on. We got the big potluck picnic up at the Lugerville School on Sunday. St. Teresa's tomorrow. Big brat sale from 8 to 3 right on Highway 13 in Phillips. Spring Fling Arts and Crafts over in Winter tomorrow. from 9 to 2. Broughton Hot Dogs, the Kennan Legion, going to be doing some of those tomorrow by Fraser's Mercantile down in the American Legion Post 362. That's happening in downtown Catawba. And, of course, Dipperfest this weekend with just tons of live music out at Dipperfest. So all kinds of stuff for you to take in. Temperature is going to be a little stubborn to warm up here. We're only 45, 47 up until lunchtime or so. But eventually, by Sunday, Monday, we will get those temps up into the low 70s. I'm going to be sliding out here in just a little bit. We're going to make room for Big G and whoever else decides to come on in here and turn on a microphone. They're going to give you some shopping show savings. I'm going to head on down to Phillips Lumber and Hardware and a big, almost like a store-wide sale event going on with 11% off and lots of fun stuff going on. So we're going to be there out in the parking lot. You can sign up to win some brewer tickets, and I got some a couple other certificates we'll draw for too. So stop on by Phillips Lumber and Hardware. I will be there with a nice warm cup of coffee in hand from 10 until noon here this morning. Shopping show savings coming up a little bit after 9 o'clock.
Attention fishermen and women. Make the most of your time on the water by stopping by Bader's Sports Center in Phillips first. Need live bait? They've got minnows, night crawlers, leaf worms, and leeches. Restocking the toolbox? Check out the lures, hooks, and terminal tackle. Grandkids coming for a visit? Check out the kids' fishing combos just right for small hands. Whether you're a seasoned fisherman or just a beginner, Bader's can get you hooked up with everything you need. Are you new to the area? Stop by. They'll cast you in the right direction. Bader's Sports Center right next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Escape to the serenity of the North Woods. Imagine 12.9 acres of rolling woodland where a cozy two-bed, one-bath mobile home awaits. Step inside to a refreshed, inviting space. New carpet, vinyl flooring, and a wood stove to keep you warm. Outside, explore endless possibilities. A new barn woodshed with loft and fire pit, perfect for evenings under the stars. Enjoy wildlife, lakes, and direct access to ATV and snowmobile trails. Call Alexis at 815-527-1546.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter, literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Lugger United Booster Club is proudly supported by A&W of Phillips, serving all American food where the food's as good as the root beer. A&W, always a supporter of Northern Wisconsin communities.
Hey, it's Big G here, and I've got to tell you about one of my favorite places to eat, Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Butternut Lake. From homemade burgers to pork bellies to pizza to all-you-can-eat buffets, it's dining done right. Wednesdays, buy one pizza and get the second half off. Thursdays mean hearty German fare, pork schnitzel, sauerkraut, potatoes, and gravy plus soup and salad bar. Delivery's available Friday and Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. Book your spring stay now at lenasnorthernpines.net. All roads lead to Lena's, your dinner destination in Butternut or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Phillips Service Center in Phillips, Wisconsin proudly salutes the Phillips High School class of 2025. With nearly four generations of dedicated automotive service, this family-owned business understands the value of hard work, commitment, and community, just like the graduating class has shown. Phillips Service Center is honored to support dependable journeys, offering everything from quality tires to expert maintenance and repairs. As these graduates head out in their next adventure, they can drive with confidence and peace of mind. Congratulations from everyone at Phillips Service Center. Phillips, hometown team, today and for the road ahead. Hey, it's Big G here from 98Q Country, inviting you to join me live on Saturday, June 21st at the St. Croix Factory in Park Falls, Wisconsin for Customer Appreciation Day 2025. I'll be broadcasting live from 9 to noon. Meet legends like Alan James Lindner and Bassmaster Elite Pat Schappler. Have free seminars, enjoy a free brought lunch from Johnsonville, and save big on St. Croix rods, 7 reels, limited edition combos, apparel, tackle, and more. Get details and pre-register now at stcroixrods.com.
98Q Country.
You say I'll never change. I'm just to go around town with
with some gasoline, just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. And how do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around and say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. We're back and forth like a swinging door, and tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before, and you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, then why are you on your way to waste another Friday night? And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
Stars in country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98Q Country.
Mama, I found someone like you said would come along. He's a sad, so unlike any man I've known. I was afraid to let him in, 'cause I'm not the trusting kind. But now I'm convinced that he's heaven sent and must be out of his mind. Mama, he said, better look before you leap. Maybe so, but here I go, letting my heart lead me. He thinks I hung the moon and stars. I think he's a living dream. Well, there are men, but one like him are few and far between.
Mama, he's crazy.
crazy.